Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Bava Kamma, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Remember the word in the previous Mishnah, Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalad, Viha Adam, that Adam HaMazik is a Muya to start with. When a person does damage, he pays Nezik Shalom from the very first time. Well, now the Mishnah is going to explain it. Zakta Helika Mishnah, once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Adam, Muya, a person, it's considered in Muya Li Olam, always, to do damage. In any way that he does damage, Bein Shogeg, whether he does a damage through something that he didn't plan, an accident, Bein Mazed, or whether he intended to do damage. Furthermore, Bein Er, let's say Bishogeg, whether it was done when he was up, or Yashin, or he was sleeping. Let's say he's sleeping, in the middle of his sleep, he stretches his hands or feet, or turns over and hurts somebody, or some Kalim that happened to be laying next to him. Even though he wakes up and he says, I broke something, he doesn't know what he did, he was sleeping. But he's still chayiv, because a person is always chayiv on his nezakim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Simas Ein Chaveray, if he chas v'shalom blinded the eye of his friend, or v'shibres a kelim, or he broke kelim, v'shalom nezak shalom, he has to pay nezak shalom. Now l'chayra, what are these last words of the Mishnah teaching us? You already tell me. He's always chayiv, whether he's a mazid, whether he's a shugging, whether he's up, whether he's sleeping. So don't I know this, that if Simas Ein Chaveray or shibres a kelim is chayiv? So the Gemara explains that what the Mishnah really wants over here is to compare the din of Simas Ein Chaveray to the din of a Shibras HaKelim. When one person hurts another person, besides repaying Tashlumei Nezek, Tashlumei Nezek means how much that person is worth less as a result. Let's say a person with two eyes, if he sold for a slave, his price would be 1,000. Now with only one eye, it's 500. But in addition to Nezek, there are another four things that he has to pay for. Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Baishas. Tsar means on the tsar, on the pain that he caused him while inflicting the wound. Ripui means the doctor bills, that the doctor is going to charge to heal the wound. Shevis means the fact that he's home and he can't go to work. Baishas is, we assess, damages for his embarrassment. So our Tana is teaching us here as follows. Yes, a person is chayiv even if it's not his fault, even if he was sleeping. Can I control what I'm doing when I'm sleeping? Or what am I chayiv if it's not my fault? I'm only chayiv on nezek. In regard to the other four, tsar, ripui, shevis, and boishes, I am not chayiv. Unless it was a mezid or an almost mezid. That's where the Tana puts together the case of simas ein avdei with v'shibras ha-kelim. Just like when it comes to damaging kelim. All you're chayiv on kelim is the actual damage. There's no embarrassment, there's no doctor bill. So the same is true for Adam when one Adam hurts another Adam. Although he's chayiv for damages that he inflicted on someone else when he's sleeping, but only for Nezek. Not the other four things, Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Baishas. Although our Mishnah says Adam Muyat Li Oilam, even Be'aynes, but the Yerushalmi says, there is such a thing as an Oynes Gomer. If I go to sleep and someone is sleeping not far from me, let's say in camp, so I have to realize what may happen when I stretch my feet when I'm sleeping. I may hurt him or break something that he has over there. He has a cookie jar right next to my bed, and I'm going to sleep right next to his cookie jar. So, although while I was sleeping, I didn't know what I was doing, but before I went to sleep, I could anticipate what's happening. But suppose I went to sleep, and only afterwards my friend came along and put the cookie jar down next to me. And then in my sleep, I stretched and broke it. Then I'm not chayiv. That's called an oynes gomer. Okay, so in our Mishnah, we learned Adam Muyat Li Olam, whether he did it by mistake or on purpose, whether he's up or sleeping. Then the Mishnah told us that if he blinded the eye of his friend or broke his kelim, he pays nezek shalem. And the chiddush is that if he blinded the eye of his friend when he's sleeping, he will only pay the same type of damages that he would pay when he breaks a kelim, and that's nezek. Once again, what's nezek? The amount that the person or item is now worth less. The other things like the tsar paying for his pain, ripui paying for doctor bills, Shevis for the loss of work, or Boishas, or Busha, he would not pay. Now exactly how we assess, how you figure out the doctor bills, how do you figure out the amount of money that pain is worth, and so on, that be as Hashem Yisbarach, we'll see weiter in our Masechta.